Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Get him.
Get him.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Is it a good morning for some people?
It feels like it's a bad morning. No,
it is.
I'll tell you what, for an NBA yesterday.
Oh, what a day.
My phone was down to like 8%. It just kept buzzing.
I almost got into four accidents on my ride home because I kept getting breaking news all the time.
Constant.
And if you're like, you didn't hear what happened? Scott Brooks got fired. I'm like, how did Scott? What?
What?
Donnie Nelson? What?
Yeah,
what?
Now he's out. He's been there forever. He's gone. What happened there? And it just went on and on. I remember when Wendy said to us, like, oh, there's more to come, guys? And we were like, wait, Wendy. Like, the show was ending. He's like, oh, and yeah, brace yourselves. More to come. What does that mean? Well, we started to find out as the day went on. And then, of course, it ends with
the Philly special.
Yeah, the Philly special. Would we call this a great Hawks comeback? Or is this Sixer meltdown?
Actually, it didn't end with the Sixer meltdown. Wow. It ended with Paul George getting his double-double, the basketball night.
PG.
Winning it at that.
Yeah.
But it started with the Philly meltdown.
Key, I got it. For $34.99. You can own a masterclass delivered by the Philadelphia 76ers and how to blow comebacks.
Oh.
Just for $34.99. Back to back. I mean, that's a discount.
Up by 17, right?
Up by 18.
18.
Game four.
Yeah.
Up by 26. Game five. 26.
Is this, honestly, is this the process?
I mean, it's feeling like the reverse process. For a team that was supposed to be great defensively, for a player that said, I should be defensive player of the year, once you get in that situation where third quarter you're up 20-plus points, you have to be looking around at your teammates being like, all right, we just went through this damn thing in game four.
Yep.
Like, Key, it ain't happening again. Not today. Not game five. Not again. Not going to happen.
And they slowly started chipping away in that fourth quarter. You could feel it.
Yep.
You started to feel
the
heat in the building was getting real thick. And you can look at the stress on Doc's face as he was trolling the sidelines. I'm like, yeah, they're getting ready to have this getting ready to collapse. And then all of a sudden, it got down, and then they went up by three or two. And then all of a sudden, it was like, ooh. They pump faking. Trae Young, he pump faking. They falling into him. He throwing it up. He getting three free throws. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is a wrap.
Can you know how you always talk about if you had green eyes, you'd be a different person?
Yeah, of course I would be different.
So I know I'm getting to my point.
I would look like from a special island.
Exactly. I could not stop staring at the eyes of Ben Simmons. You know why? Because in the fourth quarter, my man did not want the ball. There's no worse feeling in the history of sports than when you're.
What is that though, Jay?
Because
what is
because he's a horrible free throw shooter.
But what is that though? What is it? I don't want it. Is it? I don't have the confidence. What is it?
4-14 from the free throw line. He's the first guard in NBA playoff history, Key. History. First guard in NBA playoff history to miss 10 free throws in a playoff game.
I ain't never known a guard to be a bad free throw shooter.
So here's my thing.
It's usually
big. The eyes, what I'm telling you, Key, the eyes. You're the engine of the offense. You're the one that needs to get the offense going because you play with pace, and they play different when he starts going downhill. But when there's a hack a Ben strategy, Ben don't want the ball. So that's a hell of a dichotomy, isn't it?
Confidence comes from demonstrated performance. Lack of confidence also comes from demonstrated performance.
But shoot the ball, though, even if you miss. Just shoot the ball. You got to go back to when you was a kid playing basketball, and you didn't want to shoot because you thought everybody was going to laugh at you. And then eventually, your shots start going down.
Or when you're a kid, and it's like 5-4-3, and he gets fouled, and he goes to the free throw line. And then you miss the free throw. Like, man, I ain't doing this free throw thing no more at the end of a game. I'm going
to
just make the shot
for
all my
out,
dreams.
Seriously, though, they need to dig deep and find out what that problem is that I don't want to shoot. Because this ultimately is going to cost them an opportunity for a championship. If that's really truly how he feels.
Before we hear from Ben, which, by the way, talk about the look in his eyes, it sounded in his voice as well. Let's point out one thing. We're talking about something that's a weakness of his. He does have one very elite strength.
Defense.
And that was missing, too. That's been missing as well. He's like when your controller, like the battery dies, and like the guy just stands there on the screen video game. Like that's what he looks like sometimes. He's completely checked out, disconnected.
Well, but maybe that is a
result of his offense.
Yes, a product of and a result of the offense is now playing in his mind, so he can't focus in on what he does so well. Instead of saying, "This is what I would tell him." No, if I'm coaching him or I'm there, I'm gonna just tell him straight out. Just play defense, man.
You see, but I disagree with you guys.
Get energy from that.
I disagree with you.
Know what you are.
He can affect the game.
I hear it on the free throw line, and I hear you being disruptive, but the amount of ball screens you watch Trae Young in, there's nothing he could do. It's the same reason we talk about PG and Kawhi Leonard before Kawhi got hurt.
I saw him pursue in the first half, Trae Young on a floater, and he spiked it. Spiked it.
Yeah.
Like his pursuit.
He has to pursue.
And that pursuit was gone in the second half.
Okay. Effort. Let me run you through 1,000 ball screens in a game and let me see how your legs handle it.
But
I'm just trying to tell y'all from somebody who's going to leap. Okay.
I'm conditioned for that.
I hear
I'm conditioned for all of that. That's why we run them damn suicides on the court up and down and back and forward.
Okay.
That's why we condition.
I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just trying to tell you.
All right. Well, let's hear from Ben Simmons on a game that if you're a Sixers fan, like this one was painful. How did he feel?
The last one was painful.
Take a listen.
Oh, God.
What do you got to do?
Make your free throws.
I got some fourth quarter of the last two games. Ben Simmons, 0 of 0 in 17 minutes. Tobias Harris, 0 of 5 in 22 minutes. And Alan Yates, our producer, your guy, your MVP, Joel Embiid, 1 of 10 field goals in 18 minutes. I'm just saying, fourth quarter stats, you're looking at your team, you're having questions about defensively, but your stars aren't performing at the level you need them to perform in closing time. How do you feel about that, Alan Yates?
Yeah, Yates, we need to hear from somebody with boots on the ground, please.
Listen, man. Embiid's doing what he needs to do. But when you got almost $400 million tied up in two guys who don't want to get a bucket, Ben Simmons is leaving 10 to 15 points on the floor running around in front of the rim, and he passing the ball out, Jay. I can't have that. I know Pat's pissed. I'm upset. Everyone's mad. It's ridiculous.
What's the confidence that seems like it's broken to me when you're at the rim and you passing the ball out?
So can you play him?
You can't play him down.
If you see a player whose confidence is broken and you're now in an elimination moment, you're in the elimination moment.
You got to try to fix that confidence because as I look down my bench and my replacement, who am I replacing him with? What's my better option? Do I go down swinging with him or do I just give up hope and just grab somebody off the bench and throw him in?
I'm Doc Rivers.
I'm
dying on the hill.
What do you want me to do?
I'm dying on the hill with Ben Simmons.
Yes.
You know why? I didn't pick Ben Simmons. I inherited Ben Simmons.
Right.
He's our star player. He's one of our max players.
I can't move him like
Exactly. And you can't just change that
if
mindset.
If they don't
in
get
the
out
day.
Of this series, that is.
Or
the
I got to figure
story.
Out.
Because Brett Brown was one who took the fall, and Ben Simmons and Brett Brown were like this. They were very close. So you remove Brett Brown, blame him for
well,
them not
late
getting
now.
To
Brett,
the
– Brett Brown's already been fired.
Right.
So that's
– So now Doc's here.
Irrelevant.
So who's next? Ben Simmons is next.
Most likely if you can move him. Now, look, there's some teams that would take him.
By the way –
And be happy with it.
Key, can I
– Oh, yeah.
Like us.
Can I
– In L.A.
Key, it just – it brings me back to when they were trying to get James Harden, and it turned into this major debate. People like
– Ben Simmons.
We don't want to give up Ben Simmons for James Harden. Okay.
Daryl Morey was the one who went public with that, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you can have
it
for Kuz.
A little bit too much they're asking for, supposedly.
You're giving up. All of a sudden,
look,
it's
he's already
Kuzma.
Making Ben Simmons a Laker. Team Clutch, here they come.
Well, I'm just putting it together.
It's right there, yeah.
You think he'd like L.A.? Does he have any connection there? You know, I don't think he really would.
He wanted Magic to train him a little bit, so, you know.
All right. Well, that's 888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776 be part of this conversation. There's a million ways we can go with the NBA today. A lot of different conversation to get to. So a lot there to discuss. So coming up, though, so the Liberty Bell, not the only thing in Philly that has cracks. That's after Key. Yeah, I know. That was aggressive. Has this from Goodyear.
Cheese steaks. Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, so do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge, and contenders are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot, unlike the Sixers. Mm-hmm. It takes momentum to build up to the moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hall of Famer.
The greatest point guard ever.
Five-time NBA champion.
There's only one person all that applies to.
Magic Johnson knows what it takes to be a winner.
He'll speak with us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Followed by a stop in to get up.
And he'll join me on First Take.
It's Magic in the Morning, Monday, June 21st, starting with KJZ at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Get up on ESPN starting at 8 Eastern.
And First Take at 10, Monday, June 21st. Magic all morning.
Magic Monday.
So different.
What's different?
I just, you know, Key was saying about the Forum, and I was like, I wish I could have seen Showtime.
The
building?
The Great Western Forum and mm-hmm. Showtime and how
I wish
used
I could
rock.
Experience that.
God, it was just amazing. It was amazing.
It was amazing. Like for Laker games, amazing.
Just
I mean, I've heard stories about, like, yeah, Kings, when the Kings played there, how that sounded, concerts in that place.
Concerts,
that had just a special
big.
Feel to it.
I snuck in one time a concert there.
Who'd you see, Rolling Stones?
No, it was Prince.
Bro.
it was Prince in
nice.
Purple Rain. Oh, Prince.
Yeah, it was a Prince concert.
But
Prince
it wasn't a Purple
Prince's
Rain.
Concert
he was
wild.
Like 12.
No, it was Purple Rain. We snuck in. Man, I'm from the hood, though, dog. That's what we do.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
That's what we do. We sneak
you
in.
Nobody else,
like
maneuver, nobody else sneaks in.
No, but I'm saying
no
grow up. You grow up fast. So you like he was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And Purple Rain was being played in my household.
Of course.
It
was played in a lot
to
of households.
My homeboys.
Okay.
You know, you 12, can't. But you're really 18. Mentally
you're doing 18-year-old stuff
for sure.
For sure, you are.
100%.
That's only exclusive to where you came from.
That wouldn't be the case, but. You know how it goes. You just do stuff like that.
Hey, that gets you in. You in a club right to this though. Back in the day.
Oh my God.
Rain.
This was definitely the sing this in your car and then you're at the stoplight going. Oh no.
No, but the Forum.
I'm talking to somebody.
It's just epic. It's like the Garden.
Yeah.
The only difference is.
Well, smaller, right? It was the lower ceiling.
Only difference is you look.
Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lot of laundry. Yeah. Lot of laundry. Yeah.
Yellow,
I understand.
Gold things hanging from the rafters. That's all.
I do understand that, But still, no, that was definitely a special building. And
he will be joining us Monday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Also looking forward to Key and I today and tomorrow on First Take, which we'll have plenty of
I really
stuff
look
to get
forward
into.
To seeing you two debate each other. Engaged in debate.
No, we'll have conversation.
It's a debate show.
Respectful conversation.
It's a debate
point,
show.
Counterpoint, Jay.
Okay.
That's what it'll be.
Okay.
Right?
Wait until Key gets hyped up now.
There's no need to yell at
great
people.
Great casting.
That's right. That's a good point.
Great casting.
Yeah, well done.
Fit right in.
Yes. Yeah.
Plug us in.
Ratings through the roof.
The replacement kickers.
Plug us right in.
You know what? The Sixers, when this loss, again, you want to give credit to the Hawks. We want to give credit to the Hawks for being resilient and everything. But you can't when you think about a couple of things and you look at all the history behind the meltdowns that they've had in this series. Like, this series should be over. So their biggest lead in game four was 18. Their highest win probability was 95.5%. That's game four. Game five, biggest lead, 26.
Had to be like 99.
99.7, Jay. 99.7% probability to win, and they lost. This has been historic, Jay. Historic.
So Philadelphia, they are 165-0 when leading by 25 at any point over the last 25 seasons. Regular season.
This is the franchise.
And postseason. Yes, the franchise.
And so
165-0.
So they've never, in the last 25 years, lost when leading by 26 points.
Historical meltdown.
Oh, my God. Now, the problem is.
But you got to get a Hawks credit because they could take the
play. I give them credit, but I think it's a little bit more polarized.
Never let go of the rope.
You got to get them the credit, even though they applied the pressure to the Sixers for the Sixers to fold. They had to apply that pressure.
Started making shots.
Yes, and the Sixers started looking in the rearview mirror. And all of a sudden, you got Lou Will cooking.
Yep.
And you got Trae Young doing Trae Young-type things. And Capella started to sort of kind of get in the mix. So you got to give them some credit.
And they kept finding the matchup. I mean, you know, you got Gallo at 6'10 with Seth Curry on the post. Like,
that's a matchup.
That's a mouse in the house, right? Like, different matchups that you
can
get.
Can I just tell you, like, so last night watching the game, I'm watching it, and I'm sitting there the whole time with my hand on my chin. I'm rubbing my little morning beard. I'm saying, oh, damn, Doc. Damn.
Yeah.
Like, this is a narrative. This keep following
you
him
know
and,
what?
And getting worse. And Doc is my boy, and I love Doc. And I just, Glenn, I just hate it for him. That now, first thing kid I started talking about, like, why does this follow Doc?
Is it a narrative, or is it just?
I mean,
it's circumstance, right? It just happened to be.
He's been the head coach in five of the last eight largest blown leads in the last two postseasons. Five of the eight largest. Five of them in the last two playoffs.
It doesn't sit well.
No.
It just, when you look
at it. He's been in the chair for it.
And you go and you take a look at it, you go, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't.
But what are you supposed to do? Do you not, if you inherit Ben Simmons, do you sit Ben Simmons down in the fourth quarter? I mean, if you're in a tight game with 5 minutes left to go, do you sit Ben Simmons?
He did address that. Let's call that Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I know I'm throwing the guys a curve here, but here's Doc Rivers talking about what he should do with Ben Simmons in the fourth quarter. We got to get that up.
Well, you know, think about it.
Go ahead.
we tried our best early on to make things work, and where's the sound?
I don't know. I guess they weren't. There it is.
And that, if you go back and you look at Jay, know this because he played and you know it, huh, because you covered it. There's been other players that have struggled at the free throw line late in games.
Mm-hmm.
The caveat to the situation is it could backfire on the opposing team. All you got to do is make one, right? Make one, and then they'll slow it down because you could sustain that lead by just making that one. And if he could somehow figure out how to do that, then you don't have to worry about taking him out of the game. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, I go
and
back
that's
to,
what Doc was saying.
I go back to his greatest asset is his defense, and you had the lead.
Yes.
So, you know, it's the same thing as
but
in
he
football.
Can't cover
I have
everybody.
The lead.
I'm
I don't
sorry,
need
guys.
To throw it down the field.
I'll be the one to say
everybody.
You can't have Ben Simmons on the floor in a tight game in the fourth quarter. Can't do it.
Now, but it wasn't a tight game. Four minutes to go, you had the game in control. Get stops.
Okay.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah, but they couldn't get credit.
But you know
man.
there's a hack of Ben strategy, even if you're not in a close game. I can sit there and say, hey, I have two guys on the bench that are my go-getters who give you 12 fouls. Just go foul Ben.
Yeah.
Can't make one shot, then yes, Jake. But
that's what I'm saying, okay? I mean, he was 4-14.
But not all in the fourth quarter.
A lot.
Hey, like I said, this is now. All right, so we have game six tomorrow night, 7:30 Eastern.
He got 8 points, though.
ESPN and ESPN Radio.
Took four shots.
I just don't get
two of four.
I just don't understand. I'm a basketball player. I'm in the NBA, and I don't want to shoot the basketball. Even if I miss, I ain't going nowhere. If I miss, I miss.
I also think there's a lot of pressure on Atlanta to close it out at home.
Is
you got game six.
Nobody.
They feel pretty good in their building, though. Again, we're not talking about them nearly enough because we feel like this is more of a meltdown. This series should be over, but now maybe it is.
No All-Stars, no All-NBA defensive players, no All-NBA players on their team. I mean, they feel like
they've got depth.
They're underrated.
And they got depth. That's Straight Talk, by the way. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So the Hawks, again, in-game odds to win the game last night were as long as 35-1. And that was at Caesars Sportsbook by William Hill. All right, so coming up, Utah, known for its film festival. And yesterday it was PG-13, delivering a rated R performance. Very creative today. And that we'll talk about after Jay has this from Indeed.
The good news is your business doubled. Even better news is Indeed can help you hire the right people without the wait times of the typical recruiting process. That's because Indeed has a great hiring platform where you can make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates over video right from your easy-to-use employer dashboard. It's just another reason Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Philadelphia was ahead by 26 points, and this Atlanta Hawks team that believes, never gave up, came all the way back, and they defeat the mighty Philadelphia 76ers 109-106. Atlanta leads the series 3-2, and they will have a chance now to wrap this up and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That really happened. The call on 92.9, the game as the Hawks make an epic comeback to defeat the Sixers 109-106. In Game 5 last night in Philadelphia, if Philly looked like, once again, well on its way to winning the game and taking a 3-2 lead in the series, they held the lead as large as 26 points. But for the second time in 3 nights, they allowed Atlanta to come back and steal the win. The loss for the Sixers tied for the third largest blown lead in the last 25 postseasons. In the Western Conference, no Kawhi Leonard, no problem. PG-13 went rated R as the Clippers won 119-111 over the Jazz. No Kawhi Leonard because he's out with a knee injury, so Paul George took the wheel, finished with 37 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 assists, became the first player in playoff franchise history to score 35-plus with 15-plus rebounds and 5-plus assists. To the NFL, where the Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson is resigned to the possibility of playing on a 1-year deal. He said in a Zoom call on Tuesday, quote, I don't have any contract updates or nothing like that. The Bears placed the $17.98 million franchise tag tender on Robinson after the two sides were unable to agree to an extension last year. Robinson skipped the Bears' voluntary offseason workout program, but reported to this week's mandatory three-day minicamp. SportsCenter, brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Is your dad's razor older than you are? Get him something new for Father's Day. A DSC six-blade razor is perfect for an extra-close, precise shave. Get one now at a store near you or as part of a gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/KJZ. That's dollarshaveclub.com/KJZ.
Clippers star Kawhi Leonard will miss tonight's Game 5 against the Jazz.
It's go time. It's playoff basketball.
You got to take care of home court. You got to be ready for it.
We got to clean it up. If we know we can score offensively.
The party continues.
This is unreal.
Splash for Paul George.
Looking more and more like playoff P.
Oh, he finishes. Literally a man's chance.
Unbelievable opportunity we got.
Better figure the fuck out. Otherwise, that's it.
Looking more like playoff P indeed. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So, yes, Paul George shows up big as Kawhi Leonard's out, and we wait to see the extent of that knee injury. The Clippers take a 3-2 series lead, and now they can reach their first ever conference final with a win tomorrow night.
I may be going to L.A.
Yes.
What? Self-serving.
Phoenix,
no, I gotta be real
L.A. as your Western Conference
finals. There's no way I thought the Hawks would win last night. I turned the game off in the third. All of a sudden, I start getting alerts. I'm like, what the hell is going on in the fourth? And then there was no way I thought the Clippers would win without Kawhi.
Yeah, with Utah sure. And their what's happened to Utah's defense,
Utah,
by the way?
Utah probably underestimated them going in the game based on Kawhi not being there.
But it's crazy. They made 17 threes in the first half. And I'm like, man, it's like some kind of NBA record for threes in a half. But yet there was no breakaway. They couldn't – the game was still close.
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, that's not a good sign leading into the second half. And
Utah giving up over 130 in one game, and then I think an average of like 124 points a game in the last three games.
Shout out to Reggie Jackson, man.
How about that? Reggie Jackson, one shot he made? He just chucked it, goes in. Like, that's when you know you're in a groove.
Now they're going back to L.A. The only problem is –
cutouts. Are the cutouts really going to give them a lot of – the cardboard cutouts really give you momentum. What is the –
I'm trying to think.
What's the date that you're allowed?
I thought – that's what I was looking at. I thought it was June 15th, but clearly that's not the case. Mm-hmm. I don't think. We got to look at it at some point. But if the cardboard cutouts are in there, then that advantage probably goes to Utah because the fan base is not going to be as strong as it was.
So PG goes for 37, 16, and 5, as I just told you on SportsCenter. Third consecutive game with 30 points. And he got help, but still, without Kawhi – we wondered, right, would he step up? He did.
He did. And we said this yesterday. I was like, man, I really hope the narrative changes for Paul George just because of what he went through last year in the bubble. But, I mean, look, I heard Quinn Snyder talk after the game, and Quinn was like, look, they got out on transition. Paul George got whatever he wanted when he wanted.
But he had to finish it,
statement game for Paul George's career.
I think so.
And, yeah. he had to finish, though. And that was going into the game. A lot of pressure was going to be placed on him, especially coming off what we saw Kevin Durant be able to do despite not having his running mates.
That's a great point.
And now all of a sudden you're down Kawhi Leonard and everybody's like, oh, well, it's a wrap. I mean, we pretty much in the end said it would be a wrap. But he could have an historical moment for the most part like he did last night on the road. He wasn't even at home. KD was at home. His was on the road.
But can I tell you why I give Ty Lue so much credit? The adjustments that Ty Lue made in the second half, I mean, look, they didn't go big. They went smaller, so they matched up with all the pick and roll that they run for Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell had 21 points, but he was 6-19. Like, in basketball terms, when we break this down, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's not their job to worry about his ankles. Their job to capitalize on the fact that his ankle was hurt, and they did that, right? Whenever you equate 1 point towards one shot attempt for a player, like, so if a player is like, oh, he had 21 points, but – on 19 shots.
Right.
That's what you want.
And what's so amazing about what Jay just said, if you watch basketball and you pay attention to it and you've been following it over the years, Ty Lue, eventually can get that narrative off his back about LeBron James. The only reason why you were able to do what you were able to do is because of LeBron James. There's no LeBron James on his team. There's no Kawhi Leonard on his team. And he continues to advance them. Now you get out of the Western Conference Final, or you get to the Western Conference Final, you're coaching. You're making those adjustments.
He is. And again, keep in mind, too, if they do advance to play the Suns, Chris Paul, we don't know the extent of how long because he is in the protocol now, as we learned yesterday late in the show. But
that takes a little sizzle away, though.
It does, yeah.
Chris Paul not playing against the Clippers. The Clippers shipped him out. I mean,
no, that's a great story, but we would have to probably wait for it. But still, the Clippers, though, have the bigger loss, and that is Kawhi Leonard suddenly out, and we wait to hear, you know, the extent of that injury. But let's hear Ramona Shelburne, who was part of the reporting on the Kawhi Leonard injury. She was on The Jump yesterday and gave us the latest on Kawhi Leonard's knee injury.
If he has a torn ACL, they know. They just don't let us know yet.
Yeah, that's kind They're not letting us know. Is that's their
You don't
fear.
Need to do more imaging to recognize you have a torn ACL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it could be ACL, MCL, PCL. It could be all that. It could be really bad inside. So, yeah, you still do imaging because once it swells up, you want the swelling to go down so you can see everything that's in there. If it is an ACL, it could be other damage done to his ligaments as well, which then would be something totally different.
Oh, my God, yeah. Can you imagine that? Now, again, he could miss the rest of the series. We don't know. Again, we don't know the extent yet. They haven't announced that yet. But missing the rest of the series, so the questions that now abound because, you know, and we'll get into this a little bit later on, the injuries that are hitting pretty much every team except, coincidentally, Milwaukee so far.
Well,
Dante
DiVincenzo.
Yeah, actually, you know what? You're right. They are missing him. But every team has felt the effects of injuries happening. We'll get deeper into that. But for the effect it has on the Clippers, when you consider that before this Kawhi issue, they were fairly healthy. And they could have been that team you feel, wait, all right, the Lakers are out of the way. You know, the Nets have their injuries. Could the Clippers win a title? Now, can they do it without Kawhi this year? In this year's window?
I think...
Considering everybody who's left and the condition all these rosters are in, I honestly think
that anybody can win a title this year if the Brooklyn Nets are not at full strength. That's how I feel. I feel like if they're at full strength, then it's a wrap.
They're not going to, it's just a wrap.
But they're not going to be at full strength.
Why not?
And Kyrie does that injury.
Well,
he didn't make the trip.
So if Donovan Mitchell is still plagued off his ankle injury now, I mean, and he's had multiple weeks, what, like a month. I mean, he's been playing on this thing. Like, that never goes away from you, especially within a month.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking about a while from now, though, championship-wise.
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, like,
if they get there, all that rest.
So, but you still have to go through the Eastern Conference Finals. And then is Kai going to play on that ankle? How will it be?
But do you feel James Harden's
plagued with that hamstring.
But do you feel that Brooklyn has enough to take on either the Hawks or the Sixers and get past them without Kyrie?
I would say –
because I'm assuming Harden's playing, so, you know.
He's going to play hurt.
Yeah, I'm assuming that.
I think the whole thing's wide open this year, man.
See, I think suddenly it is.
I think it's suddenly wide open now.
I think it's wide open. I think Phoenix can win it.
Phoenix can win it. Phoenix can win a championship. The Clippers can win a championship. Utah can win a championship. Like, I don't know if the Hawks, if you're the Hawks, you're sitting there saying, man, we got a 3-2 lead against the 76ers. I'm looking at the Nets. They're not fully at strength.
And they can't go. And because of that, their defense is heavily compromised. When James Harden's out on the floor, the Nets' defense is heavily compromised.
But if you ain't taking advantage of it like Milwaukee the other night did, they're at full strength.
Yeah.
But
Key, I'm going to
You're
do
helping
it.
Them.
Yeah,
I'm gonna,
exactly.
I'm going to do a tape tonight on NBA Countdown on how not to guard Kevin Durant. I mean, literally, I went back and watched it. I can give you 40 plays where I'm like, what are you doing? Like, there's a one play where he comes off a screen, and it's with Bryn Forbes, right? Bryn Forbes is all about 6'1", 6'2", a shooter, right?
Good three-point
shooter.
Bryn,
yeah, gets out there. He shows on the screen, right?
Slap the floor.
P.J. Tucker comes over the screen. I'm like, trap him. And then Bryn Forbes runs back to Landry Shamet. It's like, oh, recover, and turns his whole back to KD. I'm like, what? Why are you turning your back to KD?
Face guarding
Landry
Shamet.
Double team him. Give Landry Shamet the ball.
6-1 ain't going to get nothing done because I'm going to shoot right over that.
That's fine, but now you have to shoot over two of us, me and PJ Tucker.
Yeah, but I'm 8 feet tall, man.
That's
I got that.
I'd much rather you take a contested shot over two people, or I'd much rather you have Landry Shamet feel like he needs to do – I'm just telling you, the plays were mind-boggling. So I wonder if they have to make those adjustments tonight. You have to. If you're the Bucks, there's no way you can't come out of this series. Yeah, there's no way you can't.
Like, they're in now must-win mode, and there's so much fallout if they don't get this done.
Where is James Harden's health at now, though?
He's going to play.
No, he's on the
trip.
Where's
his health at? I know he's playing, but where's it at? Is he better than he was in game five?
It can't be better after 46 minutes on that thing.
You don't know how his body responds.
True. That's true.
He looked like he had on a Michelin suit in Houston. 3 days later, he looked as slim as me.
That's a great point.
So, I mean, like.
I see what you just did there, though.
What did I do?
Yeah, he's saying you look lean.
No, I'm just saying he looked like the Michelin man.
He really did.
It really did.
Really
it did. He put on the Nets uniform. We was like, took that suit off quick.
Well, you know, the uniform's very slimming.
That could be the case.
I do want to give Giannis a shout out though, because you know, yesterday we played sound talking about him calling Kevin Durant the best player in the world, and I think we all can agree that Kevin Durant right now is playing like the best player in the world.
Yeah.
He did say though he does want to take on the challenge of guarding Kevin Durant.
Well, after, well,
so here's
thanks.
My thing. I have
really.
I mean, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
I have no
Captain
problem.
Obvious.
I have no problem. Like my thing though is
finally, I think I want to guard Kevin
Durant. That's my point. I would just led with I'm going to take on the challenge of guarding the best player in the world. He's mine. I would even call him the best player of the world. Like I wouldn't have said it.
No, I wouldn't have said that. But I mean, for
that's
him,
fine for
or
other
I
people.
Wouldn't have never responded and said that I want to do it.
For
I
him
just
to even
go out on the court and do
say
it.
That now is like now you
you're
want
being
to?
Pressured
well,
into
well,
it.
Of course
by
you
people.
Will. Thank
well,
you.
Well, here's my point. Okay,
it
if
shouldn't
you're being
take
pressured,
that.
Or if you say it, here you go.
Let's watch it.
Game six at home. He just dropped 49, 17, and 10. Mm. It was a horrific strategy defensively. There you go.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he doesn't get it done, there could be a major breakup in Milwaukee after this series is over.
Oh,
speaking
I got
of which,
destroyed for saying that.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, we're brought to you by attorneys Cordell and Cordell. Fair divorce for men. You see what I did there?
Fair
call 1-866-DADS-LAW. Thanks for paying attention.
I'm walking on air.
Who sings this?
I love this.
It's a
segment.
Song for Greatest American Hero. I don't know who sings it. I would think it was somebody they put it together. Like just some
somebody
normal,
they put it together.
Yeah, it's just somebody they.
I love when you
don't
know.
Greatest American
you just keep
Hero
talking.
Was
it's a
sitcom from
but
the
'80s. I don't 80s. Know who. Put the song together.
Joe Scarberry is the guy who put the
Joe
song
Scarberry.
Together.
Scarberry. There you go. Do you know who that is?
No
idea.
Google him. I bet
Good
you he
Joe.
Put
Greatest
another song
American
together.
Hero.
It probably didn't have to. Check still coming in.
Yeah,
was he
right.
Actually like a super human?
The guy
like
had
super,
like, he had like. It
like
was,
fake superpowers.
Yeah, it was like a, it was a parody of a superhero, but he was like a normal guy.
Looked like Kenny G.
Yeah. He had like,
yeah,
Kenny
like
G,
a Kenny G.
But
a
superhero. 80s, that
the curly 80s.
The curly
the poodle,
hair.
The poodle kind of.
With the gel.
Blonde hair. No.
Soul Glow? No Soul Glow?
No, he didn't go Soul Glow.
80s Soul Glow.
You know,
yeah.
Kenny, no, Kenny
those
G.
are the kind of movies I watch. No,
Jay,
Soul
you
Glow.
Should know this song, though, from hair. Your favorite show, Seinfeld, because George Costanza,
this
is
putting false
his,
narratives into the
this is George's answering machine.
Seinfeld was not my favorite show growing up. You and Keyshawn. Lies, lies, lies.
So
you liked Seinfeld over Martin?
Are
is that
you,
true?
See,
are you
I heard
telling
that.
Me?
Oh my.
Are you saying to me right now, Jay,
ladies
on national television and radio, that you did not ever watch an episode or episodes?
An episode? An episode.
An episode.
It's on your
with
episode.
With an A, did you combine
an
app?
You watch
an episode.
You have
an app. Three.
Right. Episode. There you go. Did you ever?
Watch growing up, did I ever watch an episode of Seinfeld? Yes. Growing up, no, I did not.
Okay. Well, the record doesn't reflect that from
stop playing the
ago.
Damn music.
It's fine. But Greatest American
play
Hero.
Play the damn music.
Greatest American Hero was a
Who is your favorite character on Seinfeld?
Whose?
Yours. I'm asking you.
Man, I couldn't tell you anything about Seinfeld other than I think it was a sitcom comedy, and that was pretty much it. That's
mine was George
say.
Costanza, who's, believe it or not, in his answering machine, and believe it or not, was also used in a State Farm commercial starring Aaron Rodgers in 2017. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers,
I knew that transition.
One ex-NFL GM said on a podcast recently that Aaron Rodgers is selfish and disliked by his teammates. So, guys, believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers is selfish and disliked by his teammates.
Wow. Who was this analyst?
An ex-NFL GM on a recent podcast said he is disliked by his teammates. And selfish.
So an anonymous.
I believe it.
disliked by his teammates. The selfish part, I believe. Disliked by his teammates, I have a hard time believing. You think both are true?
Yeah, because there's going to always be some people within the locker room that don't like
him. All right, that's true. Teammates could be, we don't know, like all of his teammates.
Two offensive linemen he cursed at because they didn't block and they sensitive?
Yeah.
It's always going to happen in a locker room with 60 dudes.
Plus, you're a quarterback. By nature, you're selfish.
I've said it a million times. Mm-hmm. They're the most selfish guys on a team. But because they're the quarterback,
they have the golf
it's
cart.
Always the receiver. Yeah. It's never the quarterback because they're the leader. Whatever.
Evan, who is the general manager?
I don't know. It's anonymous.
I don't believe that.
He's still looking. He still wants a job.
I don't like when people say quote so. I'm like, oh, don't put my name on it. Put your name on it.
But it's fine, though, Jay.
I know, but like.
Because it's the truth. It's 60.
How do you know it's the truth?
Because it's 60 guys. I hear you. All 60 don't like him.
I know, but you can't say all of his teammates. I need to hear teammates come out and say.
But it's sexier when you say all opposed to one or two. One or two's not going to stand up.
Just because a guy says it doesn't mean it's actually true.
All right, here's the exact quote. The guy's selfish. Teammates don't like him. Coaches don't like him. It's all about Aaron.
Yeah.
They coaches deal that with don't him like because he's a superstar.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Evan. Evan, are you there?
He helps guys make money. He puts food on the table for their kids, and people respect him for that.
Okay. Well,
so it's like a power play. I can't really say anything against Aaron, even though I don't like him.
I believe it
because he puts food on the table for my family.
It's his success.
I can understand that. I'm not saying it's true.
This is part of the pressure points. We're getting there.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
Oh yeah,
it's starting to. Mm-hmm. Become
the campaign is being built right now. That is
so
true.
By the time you get to the summer, or we're in the summer, by the time you get to training camp, it'll be even more.
Yeah,
this is why he needs to move on.
This will be, we don't need him, it'll turn into, we don't need him, it's all planted. Yeah,
and we'll hear more positive reports coming out of training camp about Jordan Love as opposed to Tua.
Oh my goodness, he threw
five picks yesterday.
Mm. It's all about what narrative, part of the plan.
We'll get to Tua. Yeah, we'll get to Tua. Tua threw five interceptions at minicamp. Believe it or not, it's a big deal.
Not a big deal. It was in a monsoon.
And it's not training camp. It's OT.
It's in a monsoon.
It's OTA. Well,
they're building a narrative. I'm going to build minicamp. A different one, damn it.
I mean, it was raining.
It's drizzling.
It's Florida. It always rains in the summer.
It was raining pretty hard at the time he was throwing the picks.
Oh, well, that's your fault.
As I always say.
It's also going to happen during the season.
What I would say, when were those picks? Were they in one-on-one drills when the DB, the receiver fell down and there was an interception?
Preach.
Was it, I'm going to try to force it in the window on 11-on-11 and at the 10-yard line?
Well.
Is it pat and go and the DB decided I'm going to just mess with Tua? Like, these are the things that happen in camps. Well, you got the guy from Hofstra University who can't play dead in a cowboy movie.
Put the spirit in
him, Lord. That he's going to not run the route properly or defend properly and stop.
That's the Lord.
It's, come on.
Thank you, Key. Thank you, Pastor Key.
I believe it. It is definitely a thing. And here's why. Because this is your guy. This is your QB1. This is the guy you drafted. And if you've got media already seeing this, they're going to write about it. It's now going to become the narrative. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And that's why this is a concern. You don't want something that you're trying to sell as your future to look bad enough that he's going to have to stack more than just one good practice to eliminate. Now you make the joke of, hey, remember the time when he threw five picks in minicamp? He's now he has to be so clean now over the next when he gets to training camp to change that whole narrative.
All right, Evan.
So
yes, there's a thing.
Yeah,
get
one more here. Jaguars pass game coordinator Brian Schottenheimer said yesterday the team hasn't named a starting quarterback yet. He said, quote, it's too early to say how this thing is going to play out.
Wait.
I can't even get through without laughing. Right. Believe it or not, the Jaguars have not named a starting quarterback yet.
Wait, Tim Tebow has a chance?
Jeez.
You're saying there's a chance.
I believe they haven't named a starting quarterback yet.
Oh, geez.
That's what the man said.
Yeah. If you say
it's
they
sunshine.
Haven't. They haven't
He's
named
right
it,
there.
But they drafted
it's
him.
The guy with the flowy hair.
Yes. He may not start. And that would be okay.
I'll see you at the top of the hour.
He may not start.
If he doesn't start, it's either his hamstring is bad or Gardner Minshew has pictures.
No, the reason he wouldn't start is
Gardner Minshew's got pictures of somebody.
and risk you fracturing his, you know, thoughts.
If Trevor Lawrence has a clipboard, everybody should be fired. Everybody.